Well, I think to understand the reasoning for the delay, we have to go back to the original debt limit increase deal that was struck back in August. When that deal was struck, it included in its kind of provisions that said that the president would get a certain increase to the debt limit up front, and then he would have two opportunities to ask for further increases to the debt limit whenever the government came within $100 billion of that limit. We saw the president ask for one already, and now he's getting ready to ask for the second one, one that will be worth about $1.2 trillion. But there's a little bit of a dispute over when exactly that request should go in, because members of Congress wanted to be sure that they would have an opportunity to weigh in on that potential increase before it actually went into effect.
So is this much more routine, let's say, than the last time the president went and asked for an increase in the debt?
It should be definitely a lot less fireworks than we saw back in August with that last-minute deal. Basically, the way this works now is that under the deal that was struck in August, the president has the opportunity to ask Congress, basically saying we're within $100 billion, we're going to need to increase the limit more to the pre-authorized amount that we had. And what Congress then has the ability to do is it has the opportunity to come forward, and both chambers can then vote on whether or not they decide to disapprove of that increase. And if both chambers decide to disapprove of the increase, that disapproval will go to the president, who then theoretically would veto it because he's going to be interested in actually making sure that limit gets increased. But so in a way, it's kind of a little bit of a routine, almost a symbolic gesture. So really, it doesn't really kind of carry any major heft because we're pretty assuming the president would veto any disapproval, we would still see the debt limit go up anyways.
So what's the reason for the delay then? If it's kind of a matter of fact, something that's going to happen anyways, why has Congress, some members of Congress, asked for the president to hold back?
Primarily just because they wanted to have the opportunity to actually weigh in and get themselves on the record as disapproving of the increase. The president indicated last week that they thought that they might be putting in their formal request for a debt limit increase by the end of last week. The problem with that is that under the agreement that they're operating under, basically, if Congress doesn't vote within 15 days of that request, the increase automatically occurs. And with Congress out until January 17th, that looked like that would be a bit of a timing issue for them to be able to get back in time to actually weigh in on this matter. So the president agreed to hold off and not formally submit that request until sometime in the future. And now that will allow the chambers to come back from their holiday break and then actually hold a vote on whether or not they actually approve of this debt limit increase, even though we can pretty much expect that the president would veto any attempt to block it.
So just to be clear, the 2012 spending bill, the omnibus and the minibus that were approved late last year that we are now living under, causes a level of federal spending that was agreed to nominally by both parties back, I think, as far back as August. And so that the debt limit increase is simply the natural outgrowth of that. So that's why we're not expecting any big fights over this time around.
The debt limit is interesting in that way, in that the actual spending that the government agrees to go through, as you pointed out, is agreed to in a number of bills. And then the debt limit is really just kind of the formal acknowledgement of how much debt the government is going to need to take on to actually meet those spending obligations. However, we do have this statutory limit in place simply because it allows lawmakers and allows the government to kind of weigh in on the issue of debt and shine a spotlight on it, even though those limit increases are going into effect because they're required in order to meet spending that, as you pointed out, was agreed to sometimes months beforehand.
Peter Schroeder is a staff writer for the Hill newspaper. So when they do get back in January 17th, and let's put this one aside for the moment, what else is on deck for Congress in terms of budgetary matters? Or are they simply waiting for the president's 2013 request to come through?
Well, that's going to be kind of the big first foray into the new year. The president will put forward his budget request, and he'll lay out what he would like to see the government do as far as spending goes and where it should be allocating its funds. And then we'll see members of Congress pivot off of that. You can probably expect that whatever the president puts forward, Republicans are going to put forward a budget that's significantly smaller, that probably cuts spending in a number of areas where the president might actually be looking to expand in a couple of areas. But we're really going to probably be waiting for the president to put forward his budget before we really see any major movement on the budget matter. And then in terms of other work Congress has to deal with, they still have to figure out something to do with the payroll tax extension. They only have a couple of months to deal with that. So that's kind of the first item up on the docket when they get back.
And has the president said he plans to submit 2013 on time? Because for the last couple of years, it's been delayed for a month or so.
He has not indicated one way or another when that budget might be coming forward. As you pointed out, sometimes that deadline comes and goes, and we don't actually have a budget just yet. We don't have a clear picture yet on whether or not we can be expecting to see this according to the typical deadline, or whether or not we're going to be waiting for this one as well.
The 2012 appropriations bill just got through, so it's kind of maybe unfair to say, okay, what's going to happen in 2013? But knowing what we know in terms of the history of what happened last year, what do you find, what do you foresee? Is it going to be a lot of focus and fights over spending again, or is it going to kind of tone down a little bit because of the election cycle?
Well, when you kind of come back down to it, we're still dealing with talking about the exact same lawmakers that were in Congress last year that are going to be in Congress this year. And so from that perspective, nothing really has changed as far as kind of the landscape of the arguments that we're going to be seeing. The campaign is obviously going to be looming large over Congress as lawmakers begin to get ready to run for re-election or try to position themselves in a certain way. But I think it's probably pretty safe to say that Republicans are still going to be pushing hard to cut spending because they believe that's what they've been elected to do, and you're going to see Democrats pulling in the opposite direction. So I would expect those fights are going to continue well into 2012.